It's our Wide Open Road, the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford.
And this Saturday, Roger Naylor on his new book, Arizona State Parks. All right, we're going to have an interview here shortly with our Arizona Staycation lodging partner of the Patagonia area. But before we get to that, we haven't got to number five on your list, Mr. Naylor.
It'd have to be Karchner Caverns. Mm-hmm. Oh. Everybody needs to see Karchner Caverns. Just an unbelievable story and a remarkable place. You know, two young cavers that discover it and keep it secret for years so they can, you know, protect it. And I detail it all in the book, but it's just amazing. But if you turn the Grand Canyon inside out, you have Karchner Caverns. It's just that kind of astonishing architecture, and you know, it's lost cities. It's just it's a place that you really need to see, to experience. When you walk in and that wall of humidity engulfs you, mm-hmm. like walking into the chambers of a beating heart. You hear water dripping, and it's just really amazing.
You sure paint a good picture.
Which is probably why you got into the Hall of Fame.
Arizona Tourism Hall of Fame. It's not exactly Cooperstown, but it's the best I'll ever do. So it was a wonderful honor. I was it was my I'm still overwhelmed by it.
Well, you deserve it.
And so now I get to charge you guys more rates to make appearances.
There you go.
The big bucks, huh?
There you go. Well, if you're looking for an incentive or a motivation to get out and explore Arizona, you've got to get to know Roger Naylor, who's been hiking Arizona for how many pairs of Merrell Moabs have you worn out?
Yeah, I have no idea. I should work something out with them where they start shipping me these things.
Man.
But no, yeah, I've gone through dozens.
You have two events. Let's get those out real quick.
Yeah, I've got a ton of events. I'm appearing all over the state over the next few months doing presentations on the books. But one of them, in just a few hours, I will be in Wickenburg. At 11 a.m. this morning, I will be at the Desert Caballeros Western Museum in Wickenburg, a great little facility, talking about Arizona State Parks. And then this Thursday, October 24th at 7 p.m., I'm at one of my favorite venues, Changing Hands, the Phoenix store, Changing Hands in Phoenix, again, talking about Arizona State Parks. And people who attend will be receiving free day passes to the Arizona State Parks. And also anyone who buys one of my books will receive the official Grand Canyon National Park Centennial magazine, which I was very honored to be asked to write by the National Park Service. And the only place you can get it is at the National Park or from me. So, but all my events are listed on my website, rogernaylor.com. There's an events page. You just click on it, and you see I'm in Prescott, I'm in Sedona, I'm in Tucson, I'm back in Phoenix. I'm all over the place, so you're bound to stumble over me somewhere.
Romy, of all these parks, we've been to a lot of them as a family. I think of the book I counted, I've been to 22 of them. What's the next one on your bucket list?
You know, I'm probably going to do McFarland because our next rodeo is in Florence.
Okay.
And I've read about that McFarland a few times, but I've never taken the time to pull in, and that one looked pretty interesting.
It is, and that's a free one. You know, that's it's part of the visitor center now. It's one you can go through in about an hour, but just some really cool exhibits, really great history. There's some Wild West exhibits, and then also there's a big exhibit on the POW camp that was held there during World War II, and surprising little pieces of history there.
I'll buy you his biography. McFarland was a great Arizona fan.
RogerNaylor.com for all these great Arizona books, and take them with you when you're traveling to state parks, to your hiking. We've got an interview here with our lodging partner this month featuring in Patagonia, Arizona.
Rosie on the House, the Arizona Staycation Hour, and all month long we've been talking about Patagonia, Arizona. You go down State Highway 82 and you go right through it, and you also can get to our staycation accommodations of the month. And that's the Duquesne House Inn and Gardens. And here to talk more about it is Rick and Becky, proprietors of the Duquesne House. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Gary.
And the weather, I assume, is just gorgeous this time of year.
absolutely stunning. It's low 80s, high 70s during the day. It gets a little chilly at night. Wonderful.
I'm looking at the pictures on your website. This is a place I would stay at for a couple of nights for sure. Kind of like a home-style Mexican and Western flair, very colorful. Tell us a little bit more about the suites.
Our place has been a bed and breakfast for 30 years, and we're the third set of owners, and each owner has brought a different flair. We have four suites, three of which have two rooms, front day room with two twin beds, and then a bedroom and queen-size bed, and then a bathroom. And they're each decorated in wonderful different ways, some more Western, some more Central American, each with local art. We have Navajo rugs on loan from the Nizhony Ranch in Sonoyta, who we love. And then we have a single sort of mother-in-law unit at the end with its own little semi-private part of the patio, looks out on our beautiful garden.
Again, when you wake up in the morning, you can take a walk in that beautiful garden, too, as well. It's like a hidden oasis.
It's an amazing layout. The house was built in 1898 by the founder of the town, and he used it as lodging for his miners and railway workers. So in one way or another, since 1898, this has been the Duquesne House. I think he initially called it the Duquesne Bunkhouse. So the suites do exit out into the back garden. The garden is about two-thirds of the property, and it is, again, the kind of creation and fruition of three generations of owners who each time have come in and kind of added their own thing, developed something, and then left it entirely behind for the next set of owners to come in and curate.
Yeah, it's really pretty. You could walk out with a glass of wine or a cup of coffee, sit down, watch the birds. My favorite thing is the hammock. That's an easy draw for me.
The hammock and the fire pit. And now that it's getting chilly evenings, we have a little fire pit. You can go and enjoy in the evenings, again, with a glass of wine or a cup of cocoa.
Nice.
Never really imagined hammocks would be so popular through all my life, and yet it is. It is a very relaxing part of the garden, just right underneath this apple tree that we have. Beautiful.
Oh, nice. So you can get some fresh fruit, too, on the side. And speaking of food, you do breakfast as well.
We do. We do breakfast 4 days a week on our extended weekend. So Friday through Monday mornings, guests who stay with us the night before get a family-style meal. It's really wonderful. People get to engage with each other, find commonalities in their interests. Many times people have friends in common. It's pretty amazing.
It's a great way to meet people that you've never met before and just kind of, you know, find out about where they came from. In fact, that's my next question. How did you end up in Patagonia?
Well, my parents actually retired to Patagonia some time ago, and they were so unbelievably happy here because the community is so robust and friendly and warm that they enticed us out here. You know, we'd been in California, and so we're refugees from the coast. And, you know, the community has really welcomed us with open arms, and it's just a great place to live.
So how about a website and other information in case folks wants to spend a night or two there?
Sure. The website is theduquesnehouse.com, spelled D-U-Q-U-E-S-N as in Nancy E. So theduquesnehouse.com will take you directly to our website. We do reservations strictly from our own website, so there's a little link there. And our phone number is 520-394-2732.
I would advise everyone to jump on the website and take a look. And if you really want to get away, get out of town, this is the place to go. Rick and Becky, hey, thank you so much for being part of our staycation.
Oh, thanks. It's been a joy.
Yeah, thank you so much, Gary.
Sign up for the next staycation right now to Prescott for the holidays at rosieonthehouse.com.